Well, this is it. This has been a wonderful experience for this whole group. This trip has taken us to many places that we've never been before, and many places that we are confident that we will do our best to return. It's been wonderful. Some of you may have been here last night. There was a young lady that we brought up on stage and we told her story. Her name's Kelly. For those of you who don't know, there's a guy with a sign that says liar. George Bush, what are you talking about? Dick Cheney, what are you talking about? Condoleezza Rice, what are you talking about? Donald Rumsfeld, what are you talking about? But without kidding around, we brought this girl up on stage. She had been dissed by her boyfriend. He bailed on her, gave her a ticket to somebody else, actually another girl. It's a very detailed kind of thing. Tune in tomorrow, that kind of deal. Well, tomorrow, it turns out, is today. And what we found out that the young man, he's actually in a band, and that he plays our songs, and that he sings, and that it was an extreme insult to his foundation as a human being that one of his heroes was tearing him down to pieces. So, two lessons. Pick your heroes carefully. And don't fuck around on your woman.
I'll tell you that again.
And now, we're doing it again here to this poor young man, but I wherever he is, or he's probably not here tonight because I think he burned all his records last night. But anyway, I just want to apologize and hope that everything works out for all of the parties involved. Love has many routes, and sometimes you don't always know what's next. It's right around the corner and it reveals itself. But there's one last thing. I found a piece of paper in my pocket, and it came to me in the last couple days, and I'd like to read it in all seriousness and with all respect to the parties involved. This is, again, with all respect to those who knew him and his family. I hope this is not out of place. It must have been put in my pocket by one of his friends. Apparently his name was Jody Brody, sir. It's hard to read. It says about his friend Jody. It says, dead at 27 years, the wounds are still raw. Pearl Jam's music helped him get his life on track just to lose it. Throw him a song, a very small town would be very touched. And